Hi there. The word for you today is mirror, mirror on the wall. In Psalm 139, verse 14, we read, "Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous." So, how should you view the role of your physical appearance? Well, here's a couple of ideas. Number one, with gratitude. Thank God for the unique person He created you to be. You're not the result of random genetics. You're a genuine one-of, designed by God to fill a slot that no one else can. He's what made you who you are. Listen to these, verse 13 from Psalm 139. "You made all the delicate inner parts of my body, and you knit me together in my mother's womb." And then he writes in verse 15, "Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous." You didn't come from an assembly line like some product designed to fulfill a quota. You received the detailed, individualized focus of the divine architect. The psalmist puts it this way, "You watched me as I was being formed, as I was being woven together in the womb." Now, that's attention at the highest level, right? So, give God thanks. You were created, inspected, and approved in heaven before you moved a muscle on earth. How about that? And number two, how should you view the role of your physical appearance? Number two, with understanding. Discover God's purpose for your life. You weren't designed to impress others with your looks or seek their approval. In God's eyes, your looks are not the measure of your worth at all. Remember the scripture from 1 Samuel 16? The Lord doesn't see things the way you see them. People judge by outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Who said that? God said that to the prophet Samuel when he went to find the king to replace Saul. And there were 8 brothers, but he only picked 7. And he picked them because they looked the part. But God says, "I'm looking at the heart," so we picked David. God looks at the heart. Start looking at yourself that way too. Ultimately, God's opinion is the only one that matters. The Bible says in Romans 8:29, He decided in advance that His people would be conformed to the image of His Son. Hey, rejoice. God won't be finished working on you until He's made you just like Jesus.